You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The Europe debate pits our top politicians against each other, and there'll be lots of sound and fury in the Commons and on the airwaves in the coming months, of course. The Prime Minister's this morning starting a series of national tour days, setting out his case for remaining in the EU. But someone has to knock on doors. They actually have to persuade people to vote and physically get them to the polling station on polling day, the ground war, they call it. What is that going to look like this time round? Tom Bateman is in the London borough of Enfield.
Hello. Making an entrance. Sorry to interrupt your bowls.
Oh, don't worry about it. Any one of them you can interview.
Excellent.
But their bus comes at 9:30.
Okay.
This is the North Enfield Conservative Club. Some come just for the bowls. Others are weathered party activists who can measure election campaigns in the wear on their shoe leather. But they are not all marching together this time.
I'm Anne Hawkins. I've always been a teller at elections and delivered pamphlets and had posters in my window. I feel I was going to vote to stay in. That's just the way I feel. We lots of people here said no, they want to come out. But I just think it would be a better all-round to agree with the Prime Minister.
Really? Is that a factor for you, what he says? Really?
Yes, I trust him.
But others here disagree with the Prime Minister, quite publicly in fact. Andrew Nicholas chairs the local Conservative Party Association. We meet on neutral territory where he runs his family business. The party has reached something of a truce with itself. Local associations cannot provide money, staff or the use of their offices to campaign for either side during the referendum.
Well, my personal position is very much vote to leave. I certainly can't speak on behalf of our local association, but I would be pretty confident in saying that, knowing the members as I do, the majority of them, I imagine, will also be voting to leave.
We heard the Prime Minister say in the Commons earlier this year that he wanted MPs to follow their heart, he said, and not to campaign because of what their constituency association might say. What did you think when you heard that?
That actually made me very angry. It's the work that we do day in, day out, cold and rain and winter, flogging the doorsteps and pushing things through people's letterboxes and making sure people come out to vote. Without us, he would not have a majority and he would not be Prime Minister. So it felt like a kick in the teeth to those of us who actually very much are a vital part of putting him there. I hope he didn't really mean what he said.
Well, these are the busy streets of Enfield Town, where the northernmost part of Greater London meets leafy Hertfordshire. But amid the bookies and the banks and the Turkish restaurants, something is missing from the roads and pavements around here. Not a single person campaigning yet for perhaps the most momentous decision the country will make in a generation. Ask me about Europe.
Out.
Sorry?
Out.
What do you think?
I'm rather decided with the stay in, but not, you know, I've not really decided yet.
Can I just ask you if anyone has stopped you in the street yet, come up to you and canvassed you?
No, nobody at all.
Haven't seen anyone?
No.
Okay, it is early days, but there is a hard reality for people like Andrew Nicholas and other Conservative Association chairs. They hold the keys to party funds and facilities and membership lists. But these prized electioneering vehicles must stay in the garage, polished with a tank full of fuel. Over in the Remain team, there are other obstacles in the ground campaign. Labour will take an official position in the referendum for Britain to stay in the EU. So party activists find themselves in an unorthodox position, being asked to campaign on the same side as the Prime Minister in the face of opposition in his own ranks.
I'm Doug Taylor, I'm the leader of the council in Enfield.
This veteran of the local Labour Party is candid about his priorities, the London mayoral election in May, and then the referendum. So what is the plan of attack, like many on either side of the ground campaign? He's not sure. Yet.
Well, I have to confess it's still early days on that. I think if it's in the interests of the residents of Enfield for us to stay in the European Union, then that's what we should be arguing with the best of our ability.
Back at the Conservative Club bowls night, victory of a different kind has slipped from reach.
Are you winning?
No, we're losing. As usual, against the Labour.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.